half of that whole Crown Refinery property away. That, listen, there was, start with, there's over 200 acres there. I don't know how many, now the, my grandfather owned it, and my Ralph Kingsbury's father owned so many acres, and the Jameses, and now Mr. James, he can tell you more, he's in the Harrisburg Bank, I think. Charles James, Mildred James, is, she married a Ralph Blexley, of course she's dead and gone, and Ralph is too, maybe his son.
No, Ralph.
Is the seniors living? The old?
Oh, I don't know. The younger one is. The young Ralph Blexley's living. I've interviewed him.
Well, he married Mildred James. Now they know more. The Geeksteads live down there on the bow.
Do you remember anything about the circus in South Houston?
Oh yes, Christie's.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Remember seeing those animals?
Oh, yes, I do. Load and unload them, yeah.
What kind of animals did they have?
Elephants and giraffes, just most any kind, just like they have now.
Yeah, well, let's get back to the schools. After you went to school at Cruz, did you go on to Jackson Elementary and on to high school?
No.
Did they not have
one
there?
They had to, when the school building was torn down, we had to transfer to Harrisburg. And Mr. Dickerson carried us all up to Harrisburg for, now I don't know how long that lasted. I don't remember.
And there wasn't a high school in Pasadena, uh-uh. Then, was there?
Uh-uh. But now I tell you who graduated from high school from Pasadena was Addie Bailey, and I guess maybe Gertrude Brown did, or Gertrude Newell probably graduated.
Yes, I've interviewed Gertrude, but Addie's in a rest home in Clear Lake.
And, Miss Bailey was my Sunday school teacher at the Methodist Church, and that's the house. Miss Bailey's house is the house that Virgie Lyle owns now. That's the Bailey home, and it was sitting right there on that corner where that drugstore was, or Les.
By Les?
Yeah. It's on the corner.
Do you remember after when there was only one grocery store in Pasadena, what was the business that was built next? Do you remember?
W.H. Dickerson had the only grocery store that I can ever remember. And it was a general mercantile store from kerosene to...
And what else did they build? What was the next?
Ice. They handled ice and they handled kerosene. And I'd get out and I had gasoline and pump it up in the tanks up there. You get 5 gallons or something. And then have to get that gauge and see if the oil was all right. I put oil in the cars and gas in the cars and... 50 pounds of ice and 20, I couldn't handle but 25 because I was too small. I tried to handle 50, but Mr. Dickerson wouldn't let me. But I was one of these eager beavers. If they could do it, let me do it. And same thing with feed. Roll that 100-pound sack of feed on those, whatever they're called. I had two-wheeler things, and you push it under the sack and put it back. They say, you're too little. If they can do it, let me do it. Now, here I go.
Do you remember when Sam Allen had his cattle in Pasadena?
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell me something about that?
I remember when he died.
And he's a dear friend of mine, and as I came in the door, I noticed that Catherine is working quilting a quilt that is over 50 years old. I'm Nona Phillips, and I have the pleasure of interviewing you for the Harris County Genealogical Society's Oral History of Pasadena. Would you tell me who you are and the name of the person or family you're going to tell me about?
I'm Catherine Kingsbury. The Kingsbury family.
Did you stop by telling me if you came to Pasadena or if you were born here?
I was born in Pasadena.
Okay, so take it from there, Ms. Kingsbury. Tell me about early Pasadena.
29th of June, 1911. I was born here in this house that I'm living in.
Did you
just what the roads were like?
Well, they were mud streets then. Paved street then.
In fact, she just got a new paved street. Could you tell me what your mother and daddy's names were?
Well, you want to tell her to make Laura Lee Moore Kingsbury, Robert A. Kingsbury.
And who are your sisters and daddy's like?
Effie, Blunt, Dick, Rayburn, and Robert.
Okay, you told me that you were born in this house that where we're sitting today some 74 years ago. Could you describe this house for me, Miss Kingsbury?
Well, it's been my home all my life.
Okay, it's a two-story, beautiful two-story and a half house. It appears to be two-story from the outside. She tells me it's a story and a half, and that there are all rooms upstairs, and that she and her mother have lived here in this house for, or she has lived here for 74 years.
Cruise school, past Dana High.
I thought about the school
now.
How you got
to school? A walk. I just lived a block. No, we came home for dinner.
Any teacher's name?
No. There was William, May, and Miss Collivy.
Church you belong to, when you joined, and if you were baptized there?
I belong to the First Assembly of God, which is the Cathedral of Faith now. Been going there since 1927. I first went to First Methodist Church until I was 16 years old. Then I started going there.
Were you baptized there? Where were you baptized?
Well, I'm in both of them.
In the church itself?
Mm-hmm. I sprinkled in Methodist church. See, my grandmother was a Sunday school teacher there in the first room. I had Methodist church for 45 years. There's Emmy Moore.
What was her name?
Emmy Moore.
Emmy Moore. Do you remember the preachers
now
or either one of these churches?
Well, I know all the preachers that have been at this one. Well, back to the Methodist church.
Did you name them, Father?
Well, when I went to the Methodist church, it was Eccles and Smith, Banks, which is my last. Then I've been at the Assembly of God church, where Mercer was the first pastor. Then we had Alton Parker, and Alcorn, and Bimbalow and Cox and Lewis and Goodwin and Harris. Thank you.
fire drills or anything?
Yes.
What's some of the things you remember that happened when you were going to school?
I can't tell you nothing about that.
What do you remember about World War I? Do you remember when it broke out?
Not exactly.
Do you remember anything about the flu epidemic? Do you remember World War II or the Depression?
No, I remember all of it, but it didn't affect me. You know what I mean, no more than...
Well, did any of your friends have the flu or go to the war?
Well, I had uncles and nephews that were in the service.
You don't remember them leaving or coming home?
I know that Miss Kingsbury has quilted for many, many years because she's quilted several quilts for me. Could you tell me, Miss Kingsbury, how long you've been quilting quilts? Or did your mother quilt before you?
My mother and grandmother done the quilt and I didn't.
I was down at one of the neighbors and saw a quilt that Miss Kingsbury's mother had quilted about 45 years ago, and she still uses it. It's still a beautiful quilt. Miss Kingsbury, did any of your family work at Shell or Sinclair or on the railroad? Could you tell me about that?
Well, my brothers are all deceased now. Ravenette worked at Sinclair, Arco, I guess it was when he died. And my older brother, Richard Kingsbury, Dick and most of them knew, worked at Sinclair. My younger brother, Robert, worked at Shell, and then he was working at Petrotex when he died. They're all gone.
Now, do you remember where your family shopped back in the early days of Pasadena? Do you remember the names of any of the grocery stores or
Dickerson? Dickerson's and Hamilton and Williams's, Mitchell's, Young's.
Do you remember a drugstore or anything about the drugstore?
Fort Woods, Goods, Colson.
What did they have to sell there?
Well, drugs and candy, just a fence.
And what kind of streets did you have then? What kind of sidewalks?
Well, they had good streets. What I mean, they were shelled. Most of them were shelled, but they were good streets.
Did you walk on boards? Was there a board walk, or did you walk on the mud?
I don't remember any board walk.
I just asked Mr. Kingsbury if you remembered about Christy Brothers Circus, so tell us what you remember about that.
That was over at Southeast, and they had quarters over there. Oh, I know.
Spent many years of my life, about most of it, in the homes of the people here in Pasadena, working as a house nurse and helping with their house cleaning and babysitting their children. Could you tell me, Ms. Kingsbury, who some of those families were?
Well, Miss Teachers, Miss Sadie and Lillian and Sinead. I worked for them up until 1940, up until 1985. So Miss Lillian went to the nursing home.
Did you clean house for the Riggs family or the Connor family?
Yes, I'm not the Riggs family. I did the Connor. For the Graham family.
Could you tell us who the Connor family was?
Dr. Connor, his wife and two kids.
He was instrumental in building the Pasadena General Hospital,
yes,
right?
He was the first doctor in on Shaw Street.
Do you remember the dredging of the ship channel or seeing old Ironside?
Ladies, it's been down in the old part of that.
She's talking about the library.
By the fire station.
Did you ever hear of the community of Buffalo on Buffalo Bayou?
No.
You remember when your family got the first phone?
19 and... 40, I guess it was.
What nationality are you and your mother and your father?
I don't know. I'm all mixed mixture.
You don't know if you're Scotch and Irish?
Well, I know. I'm Irish. I'm English. On the Kingsbury side. So, you know what I mean. I don't know.
Do you have any legends to tell me about your family? Anything unusual they did in this town, or...
And the store building was the first Masonic Hall in Pasadena. The upstairs was. And the lower part was the first picture show they had in Pasadena, which was run by George Thornton.
Did you tell us what the address was about where it was located?
On the corner of Eagle and Main.
Okay. That's a good piece of history, Miss Kingsbury.
The Tilly's place was on the other side, which was a Fort Worth pharmacy later years. Where the Dickerson store was, and they had a restaurant in there. It was run by Crowder at one time. That's where they had in that building. They had that post office. Our post office was there. Before they moved it back down into the old part past then.
Do you remember ever going swimming or skating? What'd you do for fun back in those days?
I just like to do now.
Stay home.
Yep.
Could you tell me something about the first mayor of Pasadena? Do you remember? Or any of the law enforcement officials?
I know, but I don't know nothing about, you know.
She was telling me about her sister.
Well, my sister Blanche worked for Mr. W.H. Dickerson in his grocery store, which was moved over then on to Sterling.
Back in the 20s. Tell us what she did.
She was a meat cutter.
And what did you do then? Just stay home?
Your house going.
You don't remember anything about building a high school here? Or?
No, I know when they built it and all. I went to it. You know what I mean, but I don't know. Stuff like that.
What year did you get out of school, Kathy?
In 32.
Graduated in 1932, Kathy.
Didn't graduate. What I mean, I had to take out.
Do you remember any of the teachers?
Yeah, I knew all of them.
Did you give me some of their names?
Well, Jewel Jennings was one, not Jewel Jennings, Gladys Jennings was one of them. Ruth Taylor. Mr. Gore was a principal. Mr. Hartsville. Miss Sneed.
The doctor that delivered me was Dr. V.S. McNutter.
You were born at home?
Yep. Here in this house.
Do you remember the, first hospital?
Well, that was Shaw Street, Pasadena General.
Was it in a brick building or?
Yep, brick building.
Do you remember the hurricane, the big hurricane that came in about 1915 or?
Yep, my daddy died up here, my daddy died.
Do you remember the destruction that happened here?
Yes, I don't, you know, I was small then.
On this informant's data sheet, do I have your permission to put the list of your family members in a folder to keep in the Pasadena Library for the use of library patrons researching in the library?
It's okay.
Thank you for sharing your family history and the knowledge of Pasadena with us. I believe that many people will enjoy the benefit of your efforts here today. I would also to thank the Arts Development Program, the City of Pasadena, Texas, for its support of this program, the members of the Harris County Genealogical Society for much hard work, and the Maxwell Corporation through Century Sales of Houston for donating these tapes. This ends this recording. I'm Nona Phillips. This is January 22nd, 1986, Pasadena, Texas.